All right, let's lay the groundwork. We got an audio clip here from a local Wisconsin news outlet talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court siding with Republicans and getting rid of these stay-at-home orders.
Now, we are just hearing that the court has issued its ruling, and they have decided that Governor Evers and State Health Secretary designee overstepped their authority by extending that order to May 26th. So the state Supreme Court has essentially overturned that ruling. Now we have to figure out what this will mean for the rest of the state. At one point, it was said when that order took effect, there would be at least 6 days before the state opens up again. But now we'll have to see where we go from here.
So yeah, I really, it's not a lot. It's not a long one. It's the first real pushback. We've seen legislators, my church of the Mike Church show, has talked about how he wrote his local legislature, and after he had a little soy fit, he decided to step up, but they haven't really done anything in the legislature. Pennsylvania tried to override the governor's orders there. And yet, none of these things have seemed to have a lasting impact. And so, now we are going with this legal action from Newsweek.com's Jeffrey Martin. Wisconsin, South Carolina. My goodness, folks. Woo! Wisconsin's Supreme Court, right? Sides with Republicans. Rules governor's administration overstepped authority with stay-at-home extensions. In a 4-3 ruling, the Wisconsin Supreme Court said Wednesday that members of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration overstepped its authority by extending the state's stay-at-home orders in March. Originally set to expire in April, Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Andrea Palm pushed, I like how they put that together, Andrea Palm pushed the expiration date of the order out until May 26th, unilaterally, with probably very little to no proof of it. And so, I'm glad to see Republicans actually filing suit. I'm glad to see people pushing back, because if not, they're just going to keep doing this. They're going to keep weaponizing the health departments. They're going to keep weaponizing bad data. And they're going to continue to expand as much power as they have gotten. Right? They were able to seize an absurd amount of power in a very short time. Think about it like a 5-year-old with one of those pixie sticks full of sugar. And how, you know, that amount of sugar in a 5-year-old, not a great thing. The amount of power that these governors, who have been thirsting for power for a long time, the amount of power they were able to absorb, take, let's just go with those two. In a small amount of time, they're still riding high on it, the sugar high of this kind of authority that has been granted to them. So, according to the ruling, Palm's order confining all people to their homes, forbidding travel and closing businesses, exceeded Palm's power, you didn't write that correctly, Jeffrey, maybe you should proofread it one more time, exceeded Palm's power given under Wisconsin statutes. Her extension of the order was declared unlawful, invalid, and unenforceable. Essentially, it is, hey, this lady is unelected. She cannot make this decision. And if you look at a map, if you look at a COVID map of Wisconsin, all the cases are in Milwaukee. Most of the state is not greatly impacted by COVID. So what we're dealing with, what we're looking at, is an abuse of power. Once again, cities overrunning counties, rural areas. Well, because there was a problem in New York, the entire country had to shut down. Because there's a problem in Milwaukee, the entire state has to shut down. That shouldn't be how it goes. And it absolutely should not be done by somebody who has no accountability to the people this is impacting. Which is why I'm glad it was the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin that struck this down. And so then it gets into a bunch of different legal speak. You know, they want an injunction for 6 days and all this other funny stuff that they do. Now, all of that aside, yes, they've put in other things as well, right? The other local counties have put injunctions and all this legal fight. I'd rather have the legal fight, though. I'd rather have this legal fight happen between these two than states like California, where LA County has extended their stay-at-home order until August. And everybody's like, this is not great, but it's not, you know, they're just kind of like, what are you going to do? That is the collective response from the people of California. What are you going to do? At least in Wisconsin, your Republican legislature is fighting back. The legislature in Pennsylvania tried to. I don't know what they're doing at this point. And so the more pushback these people get, hopefully, right? The more pushback that they get, the less likely they would be to do this. Now, I know that's a little pie in the sky, but at the same time, we have to realize that we have to do something. We have to do something. Too long we've sat around and just said, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Now, people like Mike Church actually did reach out to their legislature. And then there's other acts of civil disobedience that you can engage in. Don't worry, folks. I'll go grab like a Red Bull during the break. Acts of civil disobedience that you can actually do, that you must do. But we also have to attack this from a legal perspective as well. We at least have to try. We have to try at this point. And really, if you live in Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, or definitely in Michigan with Queen Karen of House Soccer Mom, Governor Whitmer, and these people get reelected somehow, I mean, I know how they'll get reelected. I know all these. In Pennsylvania, it's Pittsburgh, and it's Philadelphia, and Harrisburg. In Wisconsin, it's Milwaukee. In Michigan, it's Detroit and a couple other areas that overrule the will of everybody else. But if there's not enough people, even in these cities that are like, we can't do this anymore, this is just terrible leadership, then y'all get what you deserve. I know people in California, we didn't vote for this. You did, though. You get what you deserve. You want to vote for a Democrat? Democrats have not exactly hidden. They have not exactly kept under wraps their desires for expansive government and authority. And it's not like we haven't heard them say, never let a crisis go to waste. So when they show up and they start assuming power and you go, what? Why are they doing this? Because they've been telling you. They've just been trying to do it through ways of expansive Medicaid or trying to give more voting rights to people that aren't technically here, like illegal aliens or any of these other things. They've been trying to do it. They've been trying to go around about. But instead, they've been given an expressway right now, so they're going to take it. Don't be shocked when they run you over with it.